The price of coffee may not deter many people from their daily caffeine fix, but there may have been some serious withdrawal last night when Starbucks closed its 7,000 branches for several hours. It was a training experiment. The coffee giant shut its doors so baristas, those are the people behind the counter, could relearn how to make a perfect cup. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
Customers at the Starbucks store in Bellevue, Washington, were settling in when they were told politely the store was about to close. The idea for a refresher course came from company founder and CEO Howard Schultz, who's seen his company stock fall by more than 40% in the past year. Schultz turned Starbucks into a household name, but he has voiced concern that Starbucks has become a mere commodity. So last night, 135,000 in-store employees went back to basics.
First thing will be tasting, so they're going to taste perfect shots of espresso.
Scott McMartin, the company's director of coffee education, offered a preview of the evening sessions.
I want them to taste what the imperfections are. Taste the shot that's too long, the shot that's too short, and milk that isn't steamed correctly. That's a sound we never want to hear in our stores.
Rather, he said, it should sound like this.
So do you hear what a soft whisper that is?
But will training in making a better latte pay off? Customers who were turned away weren't sure.
I think it's already okay coffee.
Alex Deakinson and his friend Alexander Kobrinov arrived at the Bellevue store just as it was closing.
No matter what they do, I doubt they will make it as good as local coffee shops. Starbucks coffee is still like fast food, so it's convenient.
And in the Los Feliz neighborhood of Los Angeles, customer and Starbucks shareholder Jerry Sumi wondered if Starbucks had indeed lost its charm.
I think maybe they just tried to expand too fast, but I still like the latte, so.
Some local coffee houses responded by offering discounts, even free beverages, while Starbucks was closed. And at Dunkin' Donuts, specialty drinks were 99 cents. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.